Hey folks, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back to the Evil Dungeon Master Universe podcast. I am your host, the Evil Dungeon Master Vince. Hopefully you've had a great weekend, had a great gaming session. Or if you weren't playing a game, maybe you're playing a future game in the next couple of days. It is Monday morning. And I wanted to talk about a game session that I had this weekend with my wife. We played a one-on-one game session, myself as the GM and her as a player. We were playing Spycraft, and we were using the 1960s decade supplement. So it was during the Cold War, James Bond type thing. She was very much into that time period when she reads her books and stuff like that, her romance novel books, whatever she calls them. So I said, you know, let's try playing a game of it, because she's always been kind of interested in, she's watched games. She didn't really like D&D and stuff like that. So I said, we'll just do a one-on-one game. There's no pressure. It's just me and you. So we could just play back and forth and you can learn how to play the game. And I will definitely say that she had a hell of a time playing the game. And I'm going to describe it to you because I took a bunch of notes and while we were playing it. And I tried to do an audio recording of it, but since we were sitting at the table, it didn't come out too well. It was only enough that I can basically hear it and take more of notes as needed. Don't forget, head over to theevildm.com, my website, if you want to get in contact with me. Has all the links there, Facebook, email address, Twitter, whatever else. All right, so the game is Spycraft. It is using the 1960s decade supplement book from the classic. It was like a gray book. So picture this. It's the height of the Cold War. 1963 was probably the exact time. I don't think I really decided what date, but I'm picturing early 60s. And our heroine's name is Jane Powers, a sharp, quick-witted spy working for a covert agency. She's got a brilliant mind and a knack for getting out of tight spots, and a sex appeal that can make the most stoic of hearts flutter uncontrollably. That's how she described it, and I wanted to make sure I got that down correctly. So the campaign started in London, England, and Jane was tasked with investigating a series of high-profile robberies targeting secret military installations across Europe. So the stolen items that she was rumored to be the top of the list was top-secret blueprints and prototypes of advanced technology. The agency suspected a notorious villain named the Baron was responsible behind these thefts. What the Baron was doing or why he was stealing these things, we weren't quite sure yet at this point in the campaign. She had some background information profile on the Baron, who was a former military scientist turned rogue because of his visions of world domination. And, well, he was basically a crazy scientist that just couldn't handle working for the government anymore and wanted to do his own project, his own things, and just wanted to not be nuts. So Jane's first lead was a tip-off about a secret auctioning happening in Paris, where some stolen items were rumored to be sold. And if the Baron wanted them, this is where the Baron would be. So she had to figure out a way how to infiltrate the auction, identify who the exact seller was, and retrieve the stolen blueprint items, at least. But, you know, this is the world of Spycraft, and this is a role-playing game, so not everything goes your way when you're rolling dice, so we'll see. It's not as easy as it seems. So Jane arrives in Paris under the alias of a wealthy collector named Fifi LeBeau, and she picked that name out because I don't know why, she thought it would be funny, but she was Fifi LeBeau. She had a few contacts in the city of Paris already, because we had rolled that she had certain contacts throughout Europe, including a French agent named Marie, who was going to help her. And she was mostly the main source of information for her throughout the campaign, and will be in the future, probably. Marie was an NPC, obviously, and she provided very valuable information. I already said that, so though. So the auction was held in the Grand Chateau on the outskirts of Paris, she found out through Jane's contact, through Marie's contacts. She decided she was going to dress in a very stylish evening gown and go to this party and mingle with the crowd. Marie got her credentials to this party based on Fifi LeBeau, as a high profile sell. Yeah, would be a buyer, high profile buyer from a Swiss country. And the credentials were good enough for her to get into this party. While walking through the party, she noticed a couple different people that stood out. And one of them was a man dressed in a disheveled suit looking nervous and out of place. Out of the three of them, he looked the most out of place. The other ones just kind of looked different, but not enough standing out. And she did speak to all three of them before actually settling on coming to back to the man who was with the disheveled suit. So she deduced this was either the seller, a scientist, or someone trying to make a quick buck. So she went over and approached herself officially to this person, using her charm to gain his trust, introducing herself as a possible buyer. The scientist, of course, was suspicious of every person at the party, and he was nervous and constantly looking around, as if he was worried about someone coming up and killing him, obviously because he's selling these blueprints. Was hesitant at first, but eventually revealed that the plans will be sold to the highest bidder. But there were rumors that the Baron wanted them and was willing to pay any price. And she started talking a little bit more about it and found out that the Baron was planning on using the blueprints to create a weapon of mass destruction. The plot was bigger than Jane had realized at this point. Jane took note of this and wished the man luck on his sale, and she planned on outbidding the Baron after some giggles and laughs back and forth, because the man's like, the Baron always gets what he wants. The evening moved along as she mingled with various guests, only to discover some of the most wanted names in the world were all at this party, all bidding for this, well, this blueprint, so it had to be a very massively good satellite blueprint. As she was taking note of this and taking down names and faces and trying to remember people because of the wanted list, the auction started. And the Baron was nowhere to be seen as the auction was going on. But suddenly, the auction was interrupted by the Baron's henchmen, who tried to attack and seize the stolen items from the auction. Jane, with her quick wit thinking, was able to protect the scientists and hold back the henchmen. But as she was distracted, the Baron slipped away with the blueprint. She didn't realize that the Baron grabbed them and ran. After the situation was over, she went back to the agency with the scientist, and her team and her interrogated the scientist as to what the blueprints were for exactly, what type of blueprints they were, and he revealed it was for building a satellite weapon that can trigger a nuclear war from space. By the satellite itself wasn't a threat by looking at it. The actual satellite would actually trigger the missile silos that each country had to make them go off and shoot at different areas in the world. So that's why it would trigger a nuclear war. So the Baron just needed these plans to finish his mastermind project, and now he had them. After much thought and research, Jane and her team figured out two locations based on satellite imagery. Yeah, I was stretching the truth a little bit. I don't think they could really do that in the 60s, but you know what? It sounded good. That was big enough to build a launch satellite this size. Taking a chance, they picked one of the two locations. After picking the location, it was in the Swiss Alps. They found that it was occupied and guarded heavily by people with large guns and soldiers and stuff, so they picked the right place. Jane then devised a plan to infiltrate the Baron's secret base, which we figured out was in the Swiss Alps. The base was heavily guarded, and this was getting in was no real easy task when she got there. I mean, from the satellite and the way the, you know, trajectory and some spy planes going over and stuff, we figured out there were some people there, but these people were in abundance until she got there. But you know, as if anybody can do this, her character could. So she did figure a way by taking guards out one by one and sneaking around. So inside the base, she found herself inside of like this maze of corridors and doors and there were security systems everywhere. So she had to avoid the cameras, and she had to avoid setting off any alarm. So she had to use the badges that she found along the way. And she had to use her wit and intelligence. I used some kind of rolling technique to get around stuff. And she had to stop the Baron's plans, obviously. And the finally, she met up with the Baron in the final room where he was sitting with the blueprints, trying to figure out how he was going to build everything and put it all together. As it was already started, you could see the pieces of it across the room ready to be placed together. She manages to jump, surprise him, and grab the blueprints from him as his back was turned because she snuck up on him. She probably should have tried to get the Baron, but she was not able to because when she grabbed the plans, he threw down this smoke dust that made everybody in the area, including his guards, all choke. So after the smoke cleared, he was clearly gone and he left the area, but his guards were choking on the ground. Luckily, she rolled really highly to get out of the situation for her lungs and took out the rest of the guards with non-lethal attacks. But the Baron did get away and is still at large, and he'll be primed for more adventures in the future. And that's where the game session ended. My wife had a blast playing this, playing Jane Powers with her sex appeal, her wits, her spy skills. And she said it felt like reading one of her novels that she would read. And she couldn't wait to play again. And she liked the one-on-one session. It took about 3 hours to play in total, with little breaks here and there and me teaching her some rules, how to roll dice and stuff like that, which dice was what. Because she wasn't really familiar with the dice. Like, I'd say roll a D10, she'd be like, which one's that? I'm like, well, the one with the 10 sides, and I would show her and things like that. So I hope you enjoyed this story and this campaign that it's not a campaign, it was just a session that I ran. But I wanted to share it with you because I had a great time this weekend doing this. It was fun. This is the Evil Dungeon Master saying goodnight, everybody, and God bless.